What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Yeah, do you realize, Ben, how lucky you are that you never were uprooted and had to move and lived here your whole life?
Like, I do.
Are you truly grateful for that?
I am very grateful for that. You had a more itinerant childhood.
It was very traumatizing. Very traumatizing. What happened to my camera? Not working?
I don't know what you did.
I didn't do anything.
So, you were just telling us about your move to Connecticut. What grade were you in? Sixth grade.
Middle of sixth grade.
Middle. So it was not even the start of the new year. It was middle of the school year?
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be a nightmare.
I was on fire in sixth grade. Had a hot girlfriend. You know, the whole thing. It was great.
So sixth grade Ben had tried to befriend you at your new school. You would have smelled the desperation on him. Is that what you're saying? That... kids who try to make friends with the new kids, there must be something wrong with that kid.
You said it.
You like the ones who play hard to get. Those are the real friends, the ones who don't accept you instantaneously.
I guess.
Those are the more desirable friends out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
But you got so lucky, man. And I want that for my kids. I never want to move, obviously, and I don't think my wife would. So I think... you know, I'd like them to stay in their little circle for the rest of their youth.
How did that work? I know it's common. It happens every year. But like, if you had already started all your like classes and assignments, I know sixth grade's not different, but you come in and they're not doing the same thing, right?
No, I moved back to Texas middle of my junior year.
Really?
Yeah. You couldn't pick two worse times to move.
How does that even work? Like, do you get credit for your classes?
No.
How do they transfer it over? How does it even work?
And I was way behind. I actually got the only F I've ever gotten in my life was in chemistry because I was so far behind when I moved schools.
They have to be able to make some accommodations.
She didn't, though. She made zero accommodations, and I got an F and couldn't play baseball anymore. So,
wow.
Yeah, dude, it was tough. I don't have the fondest memories of childhood sometimes because that was, when I think about it, though, like, teaches you how to be resilient, for sure. Having to go to the new school and then move back, and man, I mean, you know, it all ended up great, but like, it's definitely a, for me, and my dad, you know, didn't have a choice. He didn't do it because he was mean. It just, that's how it works out and it happens. But being able to stay somewhere and have that continuity, is clutch.
What
and
about
I
like
want
dating?
That for my kids.
Junior year, you know, like the junior prom, school dance.
I left a girlfriend behind in Connecticut and quickly found a new one in Texas.
Quickly.
Yeah, very quickly.
Quickly.
Found a new one. Yeah, I moved fast.
They were ready for some
fresh
blood.
Meat, yeah. I guess, as it were. No, I wasn't. That part I wasn't worried about. But it's, you got to fit in. You got your classes are tough. Oh, like you show up at baseball. You're like, I was really good at my high school there. And they're like, all these kids have been playing together for 8 years. So good luck. And,
Hey, you, He can't be the kid who just comes in and immediately steals someone else's position that they've been playing all season.
Right. It doesn't matter how good you are.
Yeah.
You know, it really doesn't. So it was tough, man. Those are two really hard years to move, man. Middle of junior year and middle of sixth grade is about as rough as it gets. If you're a little kid, like if I moved my kids today, it would be hard for them. But they would be fine.
We moved. My elementary school was K through 6. Middle school was 7th and 8th. I know some areas are always different with that. So my last year at elementary was 6th grade, and we moved in between 5th grade and 6th grade. And my mom, out of the district, or out of the school zone at least, and my mom was like, there is no chance. I can't let you go there for, you know, 5/6 of your school schooling, and then have all your friends, and then your last year put you in a different school.
You should finally the big man on campus. This is going to be your best year.
It was
that
extra
school
driving for her and all of that. We had to figure it out, but we did, and I'm very grateful because that would have been awful, like going into your last year at any school.
It was tough, man.
Oh,
it was tough. And then I was friends. I had, because you know, I moved back to the same town in Texas, so I had friends that I would come back and see in the summer. They were all a year older than me.
Oh.
So they graduated, and I started senior year and was like, and then quickly, you know, found some friends.
Made some new friends.
Yeah, and good friends.
Jocelyn says, of course, I was a military kid.
Oh,
had
military
to move in the
kids,
middle of sixth grade. I hated my parents for a while for
that. I'm so sorry. The military
wasn't
kids.
Their fault, Jocelyn.
You know,
they don't get a choice on that, of course.
You know, our business is one. We were talking to Dave Rickards the other day, and I think this was before he had kids, but you heard he worked in like 10 different markets before he got here. He said that was the only way to advance. I've said it a million times. If this is my last radio gig, I ain't leaving. I'm staying here. I'll just find something else to do. But radio people have done that for years. Oh, yeah. Oh, guess what? We're moving to Boise. You know, now we're moving to Des Moines. Now we're moving to Boston. Happens all the time. You uproot your family. I can't do it. I can't
do it.
We've
got our friends that were at the studio next to us on Kixie.
Yeah.
Rob and Josh.
Yeah.
They left a couple of years ago, but they... together, married couple, doing a radio show together, morning radio, which
is insane.
Is crazy, but kind of cool, but mostly crazy.
Mostly crazy.
And yeah, they bounce around and they move their entire life together and just wherever they have their show. That's unique.
It's very unique. You can't relate.
Not really. No.
You've lived in the same bubble for your whole life.
Pretty much. Yeah, I did. From 6th to 7th grade, I was in a different district, so I did have new classmates, but you know, you were changing. I was going to be changing schools anyway with a whole bigger, so I didn't have some of my friends that were there anymore, but I definitely wouldn't compare it to getting uprooted in the middle of the year or even in the middle of elementary school or something.
It was nuts, dude. It was nuts. I don't recall it with super fond memories, you know, at all. It was tough. It was really tough. But made me who I am.
Got our football threesome coming up, which is actually a foursome today, since we'll be making our divisional round picks for all four games, two on Saturday, two on Sunday. And we got our Rindle Report coming up as well. Next week is the Farmers Insurance Open. Now, they've been dribbling out the names of some of the guys who've committed. You know, there are plenty of good players. One name that's still not on the list, though, which is a little surprising, is Xander Schauffele. Has not committed. Now, he pulled out of this week's tournament in the desert with an undisclosed illness, so we're still waiting to see, is he going to play in his hometown event, or is something going on? That's kind of a mystery right now in the world of golf as to, because Xander did play in the golf league, or in the Tomorrow Golf League.
TGL,
last week.
That's right.
And so he was out there, but then this week he's not playing on the PGA Tour.
Gotta play your hometown.
I would be sad if we missed out on Xander Schauffele, but I would hope he has a good reason. Of course, it's led to speculation. Is Xander going to jump to LIV? Because that's how it's gone with some other guys. They kind of quietly have disappeared from the PGA Tour. Then all of a sudden, boom, one day, they announce they take the big payday from LIV. I don't think that there's any necessarily truth to that, although this morning, LIV Golf did announce a new TV rights deal with Fox.
What?
You know, they've jumped from the CW to a more legitimate outlet. Now, it's not like every tournament's going to be on TV, but some on Fox, some on FS1, FS2, and maybe some of their streaming platforms as well. But it should result in more exposure and, you know, more eyeballs on their product. Will it make people want to watch LIV anymore? I don't know, but it'll be easier to find. You don't have to search out, you know, the CW or their streaming networks as often. You're actually going to be able to watch the live golf stuff. So it's amazing after all these years that we're still in this two worlds of golf that no one thinks is good for the sport, yet they can't seem to come together and reach any agreement on how they're going to bridge the divide between the PGA Tour players and the LIV players.
You know, it's funny. They desperately need each other. Desperately. The PGA Tour needs its stars back, and the stars of LIV, they need competition. They need, like, real competition, competition that matters. You know, important tournaments, this weird team formatted, and, you know, all of that, like, it's for the birds, really, and you got to figure out a way to merge these two. However you do it, I don't know. It's a really big undertaking, but
I mean, TGL is team, and
yeah,
you know,
it's not great.
Well,
it's okay.
I mean, I think if any of the matches were close, we'd get kind of excited about it. So far, they haven't been.
Yep.
I just think the LIV format's weird, where you kind of have an individual tournament and then also a team tournament at the same time, and trying to the shotgun start thing and trying to figure all that out has not been something I've been interested in. But you know, mostly it's just the fact that you want to see everyone compete together.
Correct.
A lot of this is egos, though. The guys who didn't take the money from LIV, they want the LIV guys to be punished.
Yes.
Like, you know, we can't just let you back for nothing. What kind of retro, you know,
what's your punishment?
What's your punishment? Suspension, fines, you know, and they want to be able to distribute some of that money to the guys who were loyal. And they said, I stayed with the PGA Tour, and now they're just going to get back. They're going to keep all their money, and they get to play on all the PGA Tour.
Right.
Well, you're just making me feel like a big dummy for not going to LIV. Instead of rewarding me, you're making me feel like a big, giant dummy for not taking the money.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're missing great golfers' primes is what, and great, great competition. And I know it happens in the majors, too, but it needs to be figured out, sorted out soon. And it won't be.
No, probably not. You know, there was some thought that, you know, Saudi Arabia might find more a friendly partner in the new administration coming up that could change things, but I have no idea how any of that works, so we will see. I watched a little basketball last night, Lakers and the Miami Heat. LeBron, still 40 years old, throwing down alley-oops, and had a really sweet moment after the game. There was this little girl sitting courtside, and like, she absolutely, you know, lost her mind when LeBron came up and took a picture with her after the game.
Crying.
I mean, yeah, started like shaking, like little girls tend to, when they get so excited, like they actually start shaking to meet one of her icons. But it was sweet to see. And, it, you know, Lakers were way down and rallied for the win. I don't know if you saw the Clippers Nets final score.
No.
Last
night. I did
not,
Ben.
126-67.
Surprised Woods hasn't brought this up already.
Already.
59-point rout. The largest win in Clippers history. The largest loss in Nets history last night. 59-point rout. Kawhi scored 23, so he's starting to look a little more Kawhi-like for the Clippers. So I watched a little bit of basketball last night.
That was all that was on, really. I watched college basketball.
And I watched some of the UNLV Utah State game. I was thinking, well, I'll get a little scouting report on the Rebels, who were underdogs.
Did they ask you for that?
They did not.
Brian Dutcher and his staff.
You know, it's possible that
Ben, get your eyes on it tonight.
Paulie's playing the little girl in the YouTube stream with LeBron, and then she got to get her sister into the picture as well. But you know, I didn't actually see the second half when UNLV pulled off the upset, but they certainly looked like a dangerous enough team that, you know, this is another one that you got to be careful with if you're San Diego State on Saturday.
So where are the what are the standings in the Mountain West right
so
now?
So now, with the losses by both New Mexico and Utah State, they're both 6-1. Boise State is 5-2, and San Diego State and UNLV are 4-2.
They're beating up on each other.
Colorado State is also 4-2. So there's a big,
anybody's,
the top half is pretty much just throw a blanket over everybody. But
and everyone's like beating everyone, you know, and it's
Mountain West tournament's going to be insane.
It's nuts.
Yeah, for the Aztecs, the upshot is you're back within striking distance of first place. The problem is that with, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams in the top kind of half, only 5 teams get that bye into the quarterfinals of the Mountain West tournament, and everyone else has to play a fourth game.
That's right.
Which pretty much torpedoes any chance you have of winning the Mountain West tournament. 3 games in 3 days is almost impossible.
Really tough.
4 games in 4 days, and you're done. So whoever kind of emerges as the 6th place team in that group, you can pretty much write them off in the Mountain West tournament because that's an impossible hill to climb. So you have to finish in the top five. Some years the Aztecs have been in that 4 or 5 game. Not the end of the world. You can win it from there. Teams do all the time, but no one wins it from 6th place or below.
All right.
All right, you ready for a football threesome?
I am. We need to figure out a bet, but first I got to tell you about Underdog, California sports fan. Underdog now available to play right here in our state. Best place to cash in on all of your takes during the playoffs. We all think we know, right? We all think we have a general idea of what's going to happen in the NFL playoffs, right? Like, I think he's going to throw for more than 1.5 touchdowns, or I think he's going to throw an interception. Maybe it's Patrick Mahomes. Maybe it's Lamar Jackson. But Underdog makes it so fun and easy to cash in on all your favorite athletes' performances. With their pick 'em game, you could win up to 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on those player stats I just mentioned. They've got all your favorite leagues, teams, stars to choose from. Got golf again this weekend. You can create entries with all football picks or mix and match across all of your other sports. It's really, really fun. Having a great time playing it. Underdog is the best place to play pick 'em. So download the app, sign up with promo code Woods, deposit now to get up to $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That is the promo code Woods, WOODS, when you sign up for Underdog. Very simple to do. Must be 18 and over, present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Check. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to do a bet, but I'd like to. It's fun. It's really fun looking
at... We're going down a dangerous road here.
It was fun watching you in the mesh shirt.
I understand that.
And you look great.
I looked okay. Not as bad as I thought. Great is definitely not the word I would
use. What about a banana hammock? Nobody would really see it, but you'd have to be in it.
Not really.
You'd just be shirtless on camera.
No, yeah. just the bottom half. Just the bottom half, but you're wearing it.
No one would see it on camera.
Maybe you show it once.
No, I don't think so.
That's still, that impacts our friends that sit in these chairs the rest of the day. They don't want that.
I think the problem is
that we'll just be fully nude next year.
We started at the mesh shirt.
Yeah, Super Bowl will just be nude.
Which is a pretty high level. If we have to escalate it on every single round of picks now, we're going to get to some really awful places that we don't want to be at.
Which is great.
But then again, if we just stop and it's like, I mean, you know,
now
everything seems pales in comparison to my shirt. So I don't know the right way to go.
Yeah, Adam says, Adam Paul says, I can see it now. HR gets involved. Yeah, they walk in, we're all nude.
At some point they do.
Are you kidding?
Hey.
Did you wear a banana hammock?
So good. No, Ray, no shock collar. I don't want any pain involved.
I can't do the shock collar either. The pregnancy device, I would do it.
Loser has to reenact.
That's what's in.
Oh, no.
Somebody said, how do you do that with one person? It really requires a team.
Somebody said, put them in a Dodger jersey at spring training. There's no way.
Absolutely. Are you insane?
That'll live. I'd rather do it nude.
Yes.
I don't even think they let us there at spring training.
Yeah.
Just have the day off. You show up in a Dodger jersey, the Padres, Craig Huener just says, turn right around.
Just go. I'm paying off a bet.
You can't be here today. So
I'm sitting there interviewing Manny wearing a Dodgers jersey. That would be terrible.
I don't think no one would sit down with us.
Yeah, no kidding.
So that's not gonna work. Yeah, keep throwing out your suggestions. Maybe something will strike a chord as we get to our football threesome.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
Oh, not that kind of threesome.
Dang it!
We're talking end arounds, the best tight ends in the world.
He must work out.
And going all the way in this game of inches.
Nice.
It's the NFL Threesome with Ben and Woods. Brought to you by Hamul Casino. Fun above all else on 97.3 The Fan.
Personal foul, 69, offense. He was giving them the business.
All right, we actually have a foursome of games to pick this week with the divisional round of the NFL playoffs.
We have some deviants in the chat. Do you see what Guy just tweeted or put in there? How about a blank hair mustache? No, I'm not gluing that to my face. I got it. How about this? When we go to fantasy camp, loser has to wear one off the pitching machine in the back. A pitch.
See, I said no pain. That's an extreme pain.
It's not extreme.
It's pretty extreme.
Just turn and, I'm good with it.
Who's going to let us do that?
They will.
They set them really high at spring training.
High enough. They're not really high. Probably 60.
90?
90?
You said fantasy camp.
Not spring training.
Oh, I thought spring training.
No!
I was thinking the high velocity machine.
That's insane. Throwing 96 ribs.
I heard fantasy camp. I'm like, yeah, that'll be fine.
It's like 55, 60.
All right.
Here we go.
All right,
just make good picks, and then you don't have to worry about it.
That's a good point. Oh, I'm a little gun-shy after losing last week.
But I made bad picks last week. Pick better. Yeah, pick better.
All right, we got four games. Saturday, Texans at Chiefs, 1:30, ABC, ESPN. The Commanders at Lions, 5 p.m. Fox. Sunday, it'll be the Rams at the Eagles at noon on NBC, and then the Ravens at Bills at 3:30 on CBS. I got the Lions courtesy of ESPN Bet. And we'll start with the Kansas City Chiefs, 8-point favorites at home against the Houston Texans on Saturday. Woods, why don't you go first?
Man, I made all my picks, and I'm looking at them going, I think I'm losing my mind, but I'm rolling with the Texans and the points. I really am. I'm doing it. I the layoff, the really weird offense from Kansas City this year, it's 8 points. I'm going to take the 8 points. Houston starts this game 8-0. I'm going to roll with it.
I was leaning that way. I had all the reasons why. I don't think it's a bad pick, but ultimately, I decided
it's smart of you to take the Chiefs.
Patrick Mahomes is not Justin Herbert. He's not throwing four interceptions. Nope. They don't make a lot of mistakes in the playoffs. Houston didn't look very good in the first half until the Chargers started charging. They didn't look particularly good. They've been rested. They're ready to go. They're at home. I'm going to just go ahead and say the Chiefs take care of business like they always do in the playoffs, and I will lay the 8 points and take the Chiefs in that game. Paulie?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Kansas City as well. They have not been great, I don't think, at covering, but at home, subpar Texans team compared to the Chiefs, I'll take Kansas City.
The other reason why I did this as we go on is that
you have to make up some room.
I have a lot of... No, I'm not behind. This is all brand new. We're starting fresh. But I liked a lot of the other underdogs, and I just couldn't go... Underdog. I needed to pick a favorite, so I decided to go with the Chiefs. But in game two, the Washington Commanders at the Detroit Lions, I am definitely rolling with the Commanders here, getting 9.5 points on the road. That seems like a lot. Jaden Daniels is...
I had nine on
ESPN. He's a nine now. Yep. I'll still take the nine. I think the Commanders keep this game close.
Yep.
Detroit is good, but have dealt with a lot of injury issues. They always have that unpredictableness of Dan Campbell, you know, that they could change things around in a game. And I like the mojo right now with the Washington Commanders. So with that many points on the table, I'm going to go with the underdog in this game.
Feels like a very sexy pick. I'm sure you're not going to be the only one picking it. In fact, I'm going to join you in our Commanders plus nine pick. I liked it. Talking to Joe Theismann yesterday had me all fired up, so I'm in.
All right, well, we got the first big change up here then. This could alter the score a little bit because I'm going to roll with the Lions.
Okay, so Woodsy's on Houston. Paulie's on an island on the Lions. What about Sunday's game? We'll start with the L.A. Rams at the Philadelphia Eagles. And this is where I feel like I may make my mistake because I probably should pick the Eagles, but I think I've been swayed by just... how solid the Rams looked in that game.
They did. And
Sean McVay seems to have tapped into something with his team. And whether it's the Fires, L.A. Strong coming together, I have that sense that they may be one of those surprise little team of destiny sort of things going on right here with the experience of Matt Stafford. Hopefully everyone doesn't get sick because of his kids on the plane. But what do you have? 6.5. You got 6.5?
Six.
All right, people are pushing it toward the Rams, but that's not a huge difference. So I'll take the Rams and take the six in that game as well.
I saw them breaking this game down this morning on ESPN. You know, can Jalen Hurts throw the ball well enough for the Eagles to win? That remains a question, but they do have Saquon Barkley. They can run the ball. That we do know. Control the clock a little bit. I'm going to go with the Eagles -6. I really think that they can be... I think that they can make the Super Bowl. I think they're the Super Bowl.
I think Kyron Williams is one of the more underrated players right now in football. I mean, not Saquon Barkley, but they've got weapons on the Rams.
They do.
Paulie?
This is the toughest one for me of the four games, I think. I'm going to roll with the Rams as well. Similar thinking as Ben.
I'm on an island again.
It's either going to be really good or really bad for you. I saw there's... a lot of snow expected in Philadelphia. I think that can change things as well. I think the Rams can keep it close at least. I'll take the 6 points.
All right, speaking of snow, final game. I saw 11 degrees, 50% chance of snow in Buffalo, -3 wind chill. I have no idea what this game is going to look like.
And neither do the odds.
I've been going backwards and forwards on this one. Buffalo is... a 1-point underdog at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Paulie, why don't you go first on this one?
All right, on this one, I said the last game was the toughest one. This one, it's going to be such a good game. It could go either way, but I'm going to go with the home team. I think the Bills were my Super Bowl pick to at least represent the AFC, so I'm not going to waver on that. I'm taking the Bills plus a point at home.
Honestly, last night when I went through this, I picked the Bills. I'm changing my mind here. And the only reason I'm doing that is the only evidence I have is that when they played in the regular season, Baltimore dominated the Bills. Maybe that means something, maybe it doesn't in a playoff game. That game was in Baltimore, this one's in Buffalo. That was week 4, this is the playoffs. A lot changes, but Baltimore played really well last week. They've done it before. I'm only giving up a point. I will go ahead and take the Ravens.
This is one of those games I love watching both teams so much. I hate that there has to be a loser in this game. I really do. I'm going to be happy if either team wins. I really will.
It sucks that they can't play for at least the AFC championship.
I know. I hate this. Ravens, though. I think they're going to be able to get the job done. Lamar Jackson exercised some demons last week. He gets the job done.
We didn't agree on a single one of those. Yeah. Usually the three of us are at least one or two games we agree on. All right. Well, if something does happen to us between now and Tuesday, we can bequeath our ball to the back in in our will to one of our loved ones. Possibly.
I give mine to you.
Just,
okay.
You can have mine.
Yeah.
This is actually a serious issue, obviously. It's one that Woods and I put off for years and years and years, didn't really want to think about it. But someone came to us, you know, just before our holiday break and said, hey, would you look into this website and tell us if it's something you can use? So we both went online. We both filled out, answered some easy questions, and before we knew it, we had our own legal documents, our own wills, to set up and make our wishes known if something should happen to us.
Yeah, we went to trustandwill.com, and you know, it gives you that peace of mind. And you sit down and you start doing it, you're like, I really have to think this out. They make it so easy for you, walk you through every step of the process, and I got it done. And it feels good to get that kind of off my plate, and not certainly something I want to think about anytime soon, but it doesn't make us weird, Ben. 67% of Americans don't have an estate plan.
Yeah,
right?
Make so. the court process, probate, you can avoid a lot of the hassles if you just plan a little bit in advance. So make sure you go to trustandwill.com, use the code San Diego, all one word together, just jam it together, get 10% off plus free shipping of your estate plan documents by going to trustandwill.com. That's trustandwill.com. Back with our Rindle Report, final segment of Ben and Woods next year on The Fan. A couple of more decent ideas for bet payoffs in our chat. We got the pitching machine fastball to the back at Fantasy Camp next week.
It's going to be cold, too.
Ooh, it is going to be cold. Can I wear like at least a sweatshirt, like a little padding?
Sure, yeah,
you don't have to be, you know.
Of course.
I'm not going to lose this time. What are the chances you lose twice? Are you smelling yourself again?
Yeah, Elisa in the chat just asked, how's the BO situation? Oh, so it's much better.
Good.
Here, give it a...
I already...
That was yesterday.
No.
Check this today. It's fresh.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. Fine. Someone suggested having to wear a Ken Rosenthal bow tie
That's
as you do all the interviews at spring training.
Man, he just punches you right in the face, right when he sees, what are you doing? What?
That's not good.
All 3 days?
I don't want to alienate any of the players while we're there.
Not because we messed up on our divisional round NFL picks.
Makes no sense.
It's also over a month away. Yeah, I can't do that. I like something fantasy camp related.
Fantasy camp is great.
Because
it's
the games
week.
Will be Saturday and Sunday. We'll be out there all next week.
We can knock this thing out on Monday or Tuesday and wear one in the back, and it'll be great audio and video, whoever it is.
All right, Woods is having some camera issues. Fortunately, you're off again. Fortunately, this segment is all about Pauly and the Rindle Report. We'll get to it right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a hoy? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Keeps following Ben. All right. Some fun technical difficulties this morning. How are we doing, guys?
Great. We're sharing a microphone so we can both be on camera.
You guys should do this all the time.
It's not great, it's actually.
It's tight.
You know, your microphone works. Maybe we just don't need to see you for this segment. And you can just be heard.
Everybody wants to see Woods.
You know how the expression,
it makes you uncomfortable.
Children should be seen but not heard? This would be the opposite. Woods should be heard but not seen. In this segment.
That's what I wanted anyway.
All right. We'll get started here. Got a couple of goofy stories for you guys, but we'll start with the sports. Big news yesterday in college football. Quinn Ewers, Texas quarterback, has declared for the NFL draft. It is Arch Manning time for the Longhorns. Good move. I think he's going to get some high draft stock.
I don't think that I trust my NFL franchise necessarily to Quinn Ewers, but I mean, he'll get drafted, and he'll
get a third rounder,
shot.
Maybe.
Maybe
second
rounder.
Rounder.
I don't know. Not my back.
I don't like this.
Yeah, go back. This is not working.
Give up on it.
Yeah, I mean, he's not. It's not his responsibility to make room for Arch Manning. I get that. Arch Manning and the Manning family is probably putting some of the squeeze on Texas. Hey, we committed. You know, you can't just keep going with Quinn Ewers forever. We came here to play, not to sit as a backup for three seasons. And it's ready, and it's time to play. But if Quinn Ewers wanted to go back and play another season at Texas, he would be the starter, right?
I think so.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And then what would Arch do? Would Arch have to transfer? See, this is the underbelly of college football, where it gets kind of strange. Because I can see both perspectives. I mean, Arch was...
If Quinn,
the most coveted recruit probably of the last, 20 years, and then he sits for 3 years? No.
Has it been three? No.
This was his second season, so if Quinn came back, wasn't going to happen. So he has to leave some way, either in the transfer portal or to the NFL, and he's decided it's the NFL.
All right.
And Arch will quarterback next season, as we all expected.
All right. Next up, goofy one here, but... potential job opportunity, maybe for a tier one out there. Love to help you guys out if you're looking for a way to make a little extra money.
Side gig.
Yeah, a little side gig. Planters Peanuts. Okay. They are looking to hire three people who will drive around the country in their company car, the company vehicle. It's called the Nutmobile.
Okay.
Which is...
Is it shaped like a big nut?
Yeah, a giant peanut. Like it says Planters peanut. Nutmobile right there on the side of the car.
Wouldn't it be amazing if it had to race against the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile?
As I say, it's very similar to the Wienermobile.
What is it? It's just branding.
Yeah, you can see it. Right.
Oh, wow.
So you will manage event planning for them. You're going to be doing some social media for them. You may have to dress up in costume, probably a Mr. Planters
Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut.
Yes, Mr. Peanut.
Is that the monocle guy?
Yeah. Very sophisticated.
But here's the thing. Pays $45,000 a year plus benefits.
Okay.
So it's not one of those, hey, we'll give you $2,000 if you can do all of this for the course of a year or anything like that.
I mean, is this full-time? Sounds like a full-time job. Event
planning.
Yeah, if
I'm driving around the country.
A lot of driving involved. Yeah. I don't know that $45,000 is enough
for
this
year.
Job.
Yeah, $45,000 for the year. And you get a travel stipend when you do have to go out on the road and travel.
What's my territory? They get three people. Right, so they're obviously breaking it up into territories. I think it would depend on what
Eastern
territory.
Eastern Seaboard, Midwest, and West Coast. I guess. I mean, that's a lot of territory. Like, hey, I got an event in Seattle on Monday, and I got to truck it down to Sacramento.
Get my ass in the Nutmobile.
Thursday, then it's over to Salt Lake City for Saturday's event.
It's probably
and then
not we something
a quick turnaround to Albuquerque.
Yes, probably not somebody that has a spouse or kids. Probably not going to be interested in this one. Or maybe
very poorly interested.
Who should probably not have any nut allergies.
Yes, that would be the wrong spot. But
$45,000, though. If you're a young, single guy or something, you're like, oh, why not?
Yeah, and you're like, you want to travel and you're an Instagram influencer anyway. Might as well drive the Nutmobile.
I'm trying to see. I couldn't tell from the picture that you posted. Is that like RV sized or is it more just like pickup truck sized?
No, that looks like it's got some room.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how big I've seen the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile before.
Yeah,
It's pretty big. Yeah.
I don't know how big the Nutmobile is.
I don't know how much usable space there is inside the hot dog, but it definitely looked like there was a lot of room inside
the
peanut.
Yeah, you can actually sleep inside the big wiener.
You can't.
No, I made that up. That would be great. Crawl up into your bunk and you sleep into the...
It looked like you could sleep in the peanut, for sure.
Definitely. It's something to live in.
But I would rather. I hope they put you up at a hotel as part of your road stipend. And you don't have to sleep in the peanut every night. That would get old.
Well, if anybody's interested in applying, you have between now and February 14th, plantersnutmobile.com.
And you do know if you're sleeping in the peanut, somebody's going to be banging on the window every time they say, "Hey, bro, please leave me alone." Yes, I'm driving the Nutmobile. Here's some. Packet of planters. Enjoy. Leave me alone. Somebody's always going to be bothering you. You can't do this undercover. Right. You know what I mean?
Oh, God, no. All right.
You pull into a Hampton Inn and you see the big Nutmobile just sitting there. Yeah, interesting. $45,000? I mean, do it for like $75,000.
See America.
Tell how mad would Hannah be? Hey, I got this great new gig. She's so mad at me for fantasy camp, she can't even see straight. Imagine me. I got a gym. I'm out for 3 months.
You don't
months.
Get paid extra later, for guys. Fantasy
no.
camp, though.
It is work, gig, though. Yeah.
It would be work.
Yeah, this is work.
All right. If I said the name Sophia Ross, does that ring any bells for you guys?
Sophia Ross.
Zero.
It didn't register with me either. Now, this actually, there was an update to this story yesterday, but the story goes back to November. She was the Hooters girl that got a DUI.
Oh.
And the viral police body cam footage went out of her.
Yep. She was sexing up the cop.
Trying to seduce the cop, maybe try to get out of that ticket.
Of course.
So we were laughing earlier. So this happened in November, and I remember seeing the clips or story going on.
I did not see this back in November.
We never talked about it.
I don't think I did either.
The audio of her and the cop.
I had heard about this.
It's pretty bonkers. Take a listen.
We're going to make out here.
Okay.
We're going to make out.
Turn off the lights.
Stop right there.
Turn off the lights. We're going to make out.
Wait. Stay right there.
For me. It's my bed. All right. I got to pee, bro.
I know.
I got to pee as well.
Okay, do you want to try this first exercise for me?
I will do
trying to do a sobriety test.
Damn.
All right.
Anything for you.
Did she say I'll do anything for you, Daddy?
Daddy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. She's called him Daddy multiple times.
Can you put your feet together?
Oh, put my feet together.
And your hands on your side.
Whatever you say, Daddy.
Okay.
I
was grabbing my flashlight.
Oh, whatever you want, Daddy.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Before we start.
Hey, finish art.
Are you wearing contacts right now?
She said, are you wearing contacts? Are you wearing contacts?
Wait, you see this? I am wearing contacts. You see this? I am wearing contacts.
In the video, she's lifting up her shirt. She's wearing a shirt underneath, but it's her Hooters outfit. And he's like, can you please put your shirt back on?
I am wearing contacts. I swear to God, I'm wearing contacts.
Hold on. I want you to think for like 2 seconds.
I am wearing contacts.
Sophia.
You might have glasses. I am wearing contacts.
Hey, Sophia.
Hey, I swear to God, I'm wearing contacts.
Like 2 seconds.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
In all seriousness.
Go. Goose Gossage. Don't be such a nerd, bro.
Very Goose Gossage. So that was
I'd like to splice her with Goose. Why are you such a nerd, bro?
You're a nerd, too.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you for that.
So what was interesting was she got interviewed by TMZ recently, and they were looking back on that moment.
Okay.
First of all, how would you feel if you were acting stupid like that, drunk, DUI?
I haven't been that drunk in a long, long, long time. I mean, that's that next level. Like, we're going to make out right now. It's been a long time.
I applaud the officer for his professionalism and patience. Yeah. But also humanity. I mean, he wasn't snapping.
Racist cop Tua. Oh, God. Cop Tua.
Interesting. You mentioned...
Fuck Tua.
Because in that interview with TMZ, she said that she kind of compares herself to Haley Welch.
Right.
In that short video can go extremely viral,
yep.
And now everyone, she's calling herself kind of Hawk Tua 2.0.
She's calling herself Hawk Tua 2.0.
Yeah. She says that her behavior back in November, it's really no different than her sober personality, which I find a little bit hard to believe, but maybe not.
Right.
And, she said she's been compared to Hawk Tua girl, and she's absolutely here for it. If that's the way this country's heading, I don't need it. We're trying to go viral now. We're trying to become.
You can't try to go viral by getting DUIs.
No.
All right. But Hawk Tua girl, she wasn't driving. She was just on the streets.
I guess I want to live in a society where something like that happens. Hey, happens to the best of us. Be embarrassed about it, I guess, and don't wear it as a badge of honor.
Not like, hey,
this is now my moment.
Now it's my 15 minutes. Mm. She'll have a podcast. What's her name? Sophia Ross?
She'll
have a podcast soon.
Can you save the part where she says that she has to pee? I like that one. Because we can use it every time.
That's a weird thing. Very deep.
Woods
of all, this whole story, yeah. That's what you do.
Woods often has to go use the restroom during the show. And you can just use that now anytime you need to go.
I gotta pee, bro.
That's unbelievable audio. Unbelievable. Yeah, why are you can't interview her and be like, hey, you're a viral sensation because you broke the law, right? Man.
It was really how she responded to breaking the law. She's not famous for breaking the law.
Their stories are alike. They're both caught on camera acting wild after a night out.
But they're not the same. They're not the same.
Fuck to it.
God. We've devolved. And we're bad. We're guilty because we're giving oxygen to it. Yeah. So
that's a good point.
I take some of the blame.
It's Ben's idea. Ben sent it over.
And Ben likes the pee drop. So there we go.
Okay, do you want to try this first exercise?
No.
Bro, I got to pee.
Yeah, body cam footage and man on the street interview don't exactly carry the same weight. I agree, Ty.
I would agree with that.
Man. Yeah.
I do feel some sympathy for the officer.
Oh, yeah.
In that situation.
Can't be an easy gig dealing with people like that all the time.
Not at all. I guess the...
It's a bold strategy to try to get out of the ticket that way.
Bet it's worked before. Maybe not with her.
Within the last couple of months.
I bet you it's worked.
The cop had to resign.
I bet you it's worked before.
Yep.
Less so with the body cam running, I think. It's pretty... it's pretty blatant with the body cam running.
That's why the other cop in another situation had to get to resign.
Yeah. But I guess if you had to choose between that kind of traffic stop and one with a, you know, belligerent, potentially violent situation, you'd go with the overly flirtatious traffic stop.
I think so.
For sure.
Man, dude.
Thank you, Paulie.
Thanks, Paulie.
Hey, you're welcome.
I'm still trying to process all of that just happened. All of it. Ben asking for that draw. All of it. I'm just trying to process what went down.
I just found it amusing.
Right. I gotta pee, bro.
I bet you did. I bet you did. All right. Well, listen.
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
That's my favorite part, actually. That's
bro, don't be such a nerd, bro.
That's my favorite part. Why are you such a nerd, bro?
Why are you such a nerd, bro?
It's on the agenda.
Guess she's not a nerd fan.
No. What's on the agenda today? I'm going to go do a hit with Jake Garagnotti.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It is your big day.
Yep.
Big Jake day. I said you should wear a Ben and Woods shirt. You said this is more
my brand.
Your brand.
Yeah, I was just going to wear a Woods shirt.
Only. Woods only shirt.
I'm excited. Excited. Get to talk some football and do all that.
Are you?
Yeah, excited.
What time is it?
2:15.
So you got to go and you can come back?
Yeah. I got a busy day.
You have a busy day.
Busy day.
I'm going to do some laundry, pack up for
camp.
Oh, you guys are leaving right after the show tomorrow.
We'll be on the freeway at 10:05.
Yeah, I won't be joining you until Monday.
Yes. So. Do you have a grocery list for us?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No, I'll be fine.
You trust us?
I do.
To just get whatever.
Just get whatever.
Okay.
It's fine. If I don't like it, guess what?
You won't eat it.
I won't eat it.
Well, if there's something you'd like, just let us know.
If I think of something, I will definitely let you know.
Okay.
We generally don't need that much. You know, there's food at Fantasy
Camp. There is. But it's nice to have some stuff around
the house.
We
don't cook dinners or anything. No. So it's pretty simple.
All right. One more show, buddies.
A little bottle of water would be nice, but I figured you'd get mad anyway.
We will.
All right. Andy and Elston coming up next. Still no Rocky Sasaki news.
No.
I'm not optimistic for tomorrow either.
Can't wait to do 4 hours on the watch tomorrow.
Keep you updated. Such a nerd, bro.
For Paulie Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Thursday. From all of us here at San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.